Lisa Burke with us from Visit North Platte. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day.
It is lovely, to be sure. Yeah. You know, almost, yeah. Can we do a... Can I get an outdoor studio or
yes.
a studio roof, yes. a rollback roof, something yeah. like that?
There's know? No wind this morning I either, know. So that's awesome.
I know. If you start with no wind, it's pretty much, even in the colder months, that's okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to complain. So you had a recent release that you sent to all the media outlets, including us, about the grant awards
yeah.
that you do. And this is something I'm guessing you do every year about this time?
Actually, our Visit North Platte Board of Directors, the way that we set up our grants that we allocate them four times a year. And what you're seeing before you, what we granted out to 2 weeks ago was our promotional fund grants. And mm-hmm. they are grants for any nonprofit tourism entity or an entity that is creating an event that's bringing people into our community. Mm-hmm. They can apply for funds to help them market that event, or funds maybe they're having an entertainer, like a musician or someone that they need a little bit okay. of help paying for. They can ask for funds for that as well. So we do those quarterly. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And so that round of grants, we saw events for later in the year, July, August, and September are what these grants are for, activities happening then.
So they can submit the grants any time of year, basically? Then?
Basically, they can. But mm-hmm. if you're, say, this grant was due April 1st. And if your event was in June, you couldn't apply. You had to apply okay. back in at the January grant.
Okay.
We want you to have the money at least 3 months before your event, so you have
okay.
the opportunity to market correctly and do a, you know, we want you to bring people yep. into our community. That's the purpose. So
you want to set them up for success,
yes,
in other words.
Definitely. That is exactly what we want to do. Set yep. them up for success
yeah.
and be when you're planning a big event to bring people in, it takes mm-hmm. a little time. You have to do that correctly. So that's how our grants are set up. Mm-hmm. And the board of directors, we had... 14 applications, which is, this is usually one of our biggest grant application cycles mm-hmm. of the year, because it's part of the summer and the fall,
sure.
and that's usually when we're busier with events and activities. So we had things like the Canteen Cruise Fest, which is a new name. The Platte River Cruise that was held every year for probably 4 years kind of dissolved,
mm-hmm.
and Jeff and Shay Caldwell stepped in and took that Cruise Fest over, or excuse me, cruise over, and have renamed it the Canteen Cruise Fest.
Okay.
And that event is in July this year, the 11th and 13th. And we give them funding to help them promote that event and bring in some celebrities with that Canteen okay. Cruise Fest. They tend to bring in the people that you see on those channels where they remake cars and make them pretty and do all that.
Okay.
They're those type of people. So okay. they're famous autograph type of people, take pictures of them because they're on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The Nebraska State Horseshoe Tournament is going to be in North Platte in August. So they came in and asked for funds to help them with that. That is prize money to help bring more people to our area. North Platte Rail Days, that's a an August 1st and 2nd
yep.
event. Marketing money to market it to all those rail fans in our surrounding area,
mm-hmm.
Statewide regional area. Then we are, Visit North Platte, along with Mid Plains Community College softball team And our partner, Airstream Adventures, are teaming together to put on a fall junior college softball tournament here in North Platte. Okay. We're planning on bringing in 16 teams, and there was funds given for that to help put on that tournament. Mm-hmm. The North Platte Powwow, that's in July, they receive marketing funds and funds to help with the prize money part of the powwow. Part of a powwow is a dance competition, so they give them prize okay. money for that. Event has grown tremendously and just keeps continuing to grow year after year, and what a great thing it is for our community to be able to have a powwow.
Yeah, so 650 to 1,000 attendees yes. and participants involved yeah. in that event. That's great.
That's held at the Buffalo Bill State Historical Park out there by the barn, which is perfect place to have that. Mm-hmm. And then the Western Nebraska Craft Beer Festival has combined with the Boots and Beef Music Festival, and this is something that Powell's puts on every year. They've kind of combined those two events. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen August 1st and 2nd. And then the Lincoln County Ag Society, if you don't know now, you've been under a rock, but Gary Allen is going to be here in the summer
right.
At the fair on July 25th, and we're helping them promote outside of Lincoln County so we can get people in. Mm-hmm. And then Viva North Platte, and this is a Hispanic cultural festival. Mm-hmm. Again, we give them money to help them promote that event. And then the Buffalo Bill Boxing Brawl. This is an event that was started by Visit North Platte before the pandemic. And the last couple years, Brad and Emily Garrick have taken that over and started making that event their own. Mm-hmm. And the Lincoln County Historical Museum, they come in and ask for funds for their marketing plan for the whole year for this this season for right. 2025, and then Music on the Bricks, this is for their fall event that happens in August 8th and 9th, and the Lincoln County High School Rodeo, we help them with putting on that event that happens in September, Brady Days, August 1st through the 3rd in Brady, that's an annual event, we help them market that, mm-hmm. and then the Sutherland Rodeo. Mm-hmm. So July 2nd through the 4th. So those are all great events that we, our board sees the need to help them promote and bring those.
So most of the money is you're envisioning to help them promote it so that they can, you know, make more people aware of it. And obviously right. with that, you figure to get more people attending and
right.
spending money around it, right?
The money that we operate off at Visit North Platte is the lodging tax that's collected at the local hotels in the county. Yeah. So we think of this as a business investment because we need people to come in and stay in those hotels and replenish that money.
It's fuel yes. to get people to spend right. the money that you need to be able to give back out.
So right.
Basically, right. it just is kind of the it's a lovely circle. Maybe.
It is a lovely circle. And I'm going to transition yes. that into just this is National Kim. Tourism Week, and Kim. Kind of a little bit of why we do what we do is because of the economic impact that tourism brings to Lincoln County. And we do a study with Dean Runyon. They're the smart guys that tell us every other year what the economic impact of tourism is to mm-hmm. Lincoln County. And in 2023 was the last. We did this last year
right.
in 2024 for the year 2023. $121 million is brought to Lincoln County because of visitor spending. And that attributes to 1,530 jobs. And those jobs generate income for those people of $34.3 million. That is, you know, the why we do what we do at Visit North Platte and why we focus on all those things is to make our the tourism product that we have here better and therefore bringing in more dollars to our community, more jobs. It also generates a lot more tax dollars so that our locals don't have to come up with more tax dollars.
We're all for that.
Yes, we are. So just in Lincoln County, we generate $10.5 million in taxes. That's some taxes are here in Lincoln County, and some of them, the majority of them, of course, go to the state. But mm-hmm. just in Lincoln County, if we didn't have a tourism economy in Lincoln County, that spending, each household would have to spend another $735 a year if we didn't have tourism spending in Lincoln County.
There you go.
Yeah. So in 2023, we saw 597,000 visitors in Lincoln County. those visitors spend 2.3 visitors spend two nights typically when they are here in Lincoln County, mm-hmm. and they'll spend about $381 a day. So we always work really hard once they get here is to try to get them to stay longer, see more attractions, maybe go to another event, because we know there's always something going on in our in our community to keep them here longer. So
that is that's amazing.
Yeah,
that is.
Dean Runyon also tells us that one of every $10 in city sales tax receipts that we see here in our community is visitor generated. So that's pretty important.
There is plenty to do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I was looking at your website earlier. It's just it's just amazing.
And, yes.
And things that you wouldn't even think of, but that would, some people don't, you know, put certain things in a tourism category, but just like things like the Prairie Arts Center, what they offer and things. I mean, that's a tourist attraction.
Definitely. Tourists, what people don't understand is tourists want to do what the locals do. They want to experience a local feel.
Right.
So they want to go to the Prairie Arts Center. They want
things
to go to the Buffalo Bill.
Things that are unique to that
yes.
area, right?
Yes, that's cute. Very key because North Platte and Lincoln County has so many what I call one-of-a-kinds. Nobody else in the nation has them. We have the world's largest rail yard. We have the Buffalo Bill State Historical Park. That's where Buffalo Bill lived before the Wild West Show started and during the Wild West Show.
Yeah.
Grain Bin Antique Town. We can just go on and on with all the one-of-a-kind things that we have. We're very lucky that we have as much to do here in our community. Mm-hmm. But so part of our Tourism Week promotion is tomorrow we do our Excellence in Tourism Awards luncheon. We turn that nomination process out to the locals. We want to hear from you, the locals, on who you think does a great job in customer service within our community. And so we have different categories, restaurants, hotels, retail, because that's one of the things people do when they come and visit is they go shopping. So all those categories and our award ceremony will be tomorrow. So we look forward to that. Mm-hmm. We have usually have over 100 in attendance at that luncheon.
I'm planning on being there,
all
Lisa.
All right, that's cool. And then next week, part of our outreach, we work with the Nebraska Tourism Commission quite a bit on events and to build tourism within the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hosting the Nebraska Travel Association brochure swap in North Platte.
Okay.
So all the attractions and communities that have brochures have an opportunity to come to one place and trade brochures.
Sounds great.
And we also, with that, work with the state tourism. They man all of the I-80 rest area visitor centers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we get those brochures in those visitor centers as well. So
all right.
Along with that, there's a Western Nebraska Tourism Coalition meeting that will be here in town on Wednesday, a Nebraska Tourism Commission meeting, and then a Nebraska CVB is also what they call our office, or a Visitor Bureau Director's Luncheon at the Cedar Room. A lot of our meetings are at the DNN and Powell's Brewery, so next week. So you'll see quite a few tourism individuals in town on Wednesday and Thursday across the state.
So. I'm looking forward to it at Venue 304 just around the corner. I like that because I can just Yeah, get a little exercise.
Half a block away, aren't you?
Burn some calories after I have a great lunch. Looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And the website, visit North Platte, is it .org
nope.
or .com?
.com.
It is a .com.
Yep.
Visit North Platte.
.com and scroll down. Our calendar of events is there, very big.
It's very well laid out.
I
will say that. Yes. Very well laid out. You don't have to, I mean, you can find what you're looking for
right.
in a hurry. Very specific to what people would be looking for. So thanks again. Have a great day, and we'll
all
see
right.
you tomorrow at
you
that tourism luncheon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Lisa Burke with Visit North Platte.